It's encouraging to hear how God is using Revive Our Hearts in the lives of women.
Oh, it helps me tremendously as a mother of three and a new pastor's wife. It just keeps me grounded. Times when I want to throw fits and give up and be self-centered, it just brings me back in.
This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss for Friday, January 23rd. God can use whatever means He chooses to accomplish His purposes. It's humbling to hear how He is choosing to use the ministry of Revive Our Hearts. Last fall, over 6,000 women converged in Chicago for True Woman 08. They came away with a renewed passion for glorifying God in their homes, marriages, churches, and areas of ministry. God has used Revive Our Hearts in some incredible ways among some of these women, and we're going to hear their stories, not to promote a radio program, but to say thank you, God, for all you are doing. These women shared their stories during a break at True Woman 08.
2.5 years ago, my husband and I had a crisis in our marriage, big time crisis. So, like, my world just turned upside down. A radio station by our house, I didn't even know about this radio station. Just right at that exact time, I just remember turning, I don't even know how I came about this radio station. And it was, Nancy Lee DeMoss was one of the people on the station. And so every day I tuned in to Revive Our Hearts. And she was a person that God used to keep me in the marriage, to keep me running to God.
You know what I've discovered? More often than not, the person who wants help holds the key to that marriage. The person who's coming and saying, "We need help," usually holds the key. Love says, "What can I let God do in me that will meet the needs of and minister to this person that God has called me to love? Whether I get anything out of it or not, how can I be a giver in that relationship?"
Her encouragement, her truth, her not watering down like the scripture, it really hit home and kept me home and kept me with my husband and with our kids. And then so just from there, listening to Revive Our Hearts and then hearing about the True Woman 08 just got me so excited and kind of passed the word along to my girlfriends, and here we are. So.
Revive Our Hearts ministry really became a blessing to me about a year and 8 months ago when I was married. And there was revival in my life and true conviction that I had been really all about me. And there's just so many times that the ministry has blessed me. One time I can think about is the February after I was married. I was married in January 07. The February after I was married, she did a special that was on hedges.
Those of you who have hedges around your property know that it's one thing to get them trimmed and shaped properly, but you always have to be taking care of them or they get overgrown and start to look very unattractive. And there are hedges, boundaries that we need to place in our relationships with men as women. And not only do we need to put those hedges up, but we need to be careful to maintain those hedges.
And that was one of the areas of my life that I was just paralyzed. I really thought that, you know, generationally my sister had had an affair, my father had continuous affairs in my parents' marriage.
And that's why you need to know your own areas of weakness and vulnerability. Get a godly accountability partner who will help you know, am I more vulnerable, perhaps based on what you've been exposed to in your past, maybe where you've been, the battles that you've had in your past, maybe past failures have left you more vulnerable. If you have had moral failures in your past, you may need tighter hedges and parameters to protect you.
And it was such a point of turnaround for me to realize that I could walk in God's truth and walk new. And so, I mean, that's just one of the many times, but there's been so many times where I've been just kind of paralyzed and convicted by the truth that has been on the show. and has caused me to be honest with when my fiance at the time and now my husband about my past and about being a very self-centered person. And I think that I don't know where I would be. I think a lot of people don't know where to turn to get the truth about marriage and the truth about what God's word says about marriage, but it's very, it's all over Nancy's show, and she's constantly bringing that back to you and pulling you back into God's word. And there's so many lies that I've believed, and now I go to her show on a regular basis. I try to catch it every day if I can, because I know that she brings you back into God's word and brings you back to the truth, you know, and it's so revitalizing, and it's so new to be able to feel like you can start over and you can walk according to His truth.
Well, I had written Nancy a letter in March about my husband confessing that he had committed adultery in February. And it was, he confessed to me because when he walked in the door, I was listening to Revive Our Hearts, and there had been a story about adultery on that program.
First, it's real obvious as I hear your story that a marriage coming to the place where divorce is being threatened and the man or the woman is involved in an extramarital, I hate to call it an affair because that sounds so happy, and this obviously wasn't a happy thing, but adultery that really threatens your marriage, that doesn't happen overnight. That it was a series of choices in both of your lives that got you into a place that seemed to be utterly hopeless. Even in the most hopeless situation, God is not absent.
We were just having a conversation about guarding our hearts, and I guess I was the one talking about it, and he just said, we're in the same boat and I need to make a confession. And it had just happened that Monday, and he confessed Wednesday. God had really just prepared my heart, I guess, because after the initial anger, I just cried out to God for, what do I do? How would Jesus respond in this? Because I didn't know. And forgiveness came rather easily. And Nancy and Revive Our Hearts was a huge part of that, being able to resist the temptation of, you know, anger and bitterness and give forgiveness and love instead. At this point, it's months and months later, and even though we don't celebrate the sin, I wouldn't change it, because through counseling and through that pain, my husband's been able to deal with a purity issue we didn't even know existed, and I've been able to deal with issues that I didn't know existed. So God has used it for His glory, for sure. It's been really awesome to see God work and change my husband, a completely different man now. And we still have a long way to go, all the way to heaven, but it's been a good road to walk.
We've been hearing from guests at the True Woman 08 Conference on the impact Revive Our Hearts and the teaching of Nancy Lee DeMoss. They also told us about the way God's been using Nancy's books along with the radio program.
I have been listening to Nancy since she came on and since Elizabeth Elliot passed the baton. I was a big Elizabeth Elliot fan. I always call her my mentor. But I've been listening to her, you know, Nancy since she started, and I have read several of her books because I'm a book junkie. If it's so, I'm calling to order it. But Lies Women Believe, I really love that book. And the truth that sets you free, you know, and that's really what it did for me.
You see, what we believe about ourselves determines ultimately how we live. If we believe lies, we're going to act on lies, and we will ultimately end up in bondage. Listen to how these women expressed that believing this lie of their worthlessness threw them into bondage. This woman said, "For the longest time, I thought I was not worth anything. Even after I was saved, I thought I was equal to pond and scum."
So many things, you know, growing up, you just knew and believed, and you were taught in your family and community and what have you, but the Word of God sets you free. So that book was really wonderful, and I love Nancy's books on modesty. I have her modesty package and biblical womanhood. Mine's all raggedy. I got a new one in my bags. I'm so glad, because I just use it to read it and share it with other women, and I just enjoy all her writings. They just hit right to the heart. They revive our hearts.
I was talking to Nancy about her book, Choosing Forgiveness. The Lord used that book in my life a great deal a couple of years ago. As the enemy often does, he was pressing some buttons and picking some scabs of some old wounds, and the Holy Spirit began to talk to me and say, you know, by the way, you know, that thing that you didn't forgive 20 years ago, you know, that thing that your husband, that problem you had, and you need to forgive him for that. And I said, oh, but God, I have. I truly have. We talked about it, and we, you know, we did the forgiveness thing, and we haven't talked about it since. And the Holy Spirit said, I think you need to revisit that, because it's not done. You haven't forgiven. And so I began to look for a book, something to help me. Maybe I don't understand what forgiveness is. And I found this book, and I poured through it. I could not put it down.
As I had just turned this manuscript over to the publisher, and I'd been working on the book for about a year, I had used the word picture throughout the book of pressing the delete button. A word picture of forgiveness, letting it go, clearing the offender's record, choosing forgiveness and not waiting for my feelings to come, not waiting for the other person to come back and say, I was so wrong, would you please forgive me? Yes, you sinned against me, but God has forgiven me, so I am going to release you as God has released me from my debts.
And the truths that were brought out in that book, some things I had known, certainly, about forgiveness, but some things I had never thought of. I went to my husband and I said, I have learned something, and I want you to know that I am truly forgiving you. And the Lord has spoken to me through this book, and I want to make sure this is all cleared up. And I guess my husband, in his curiosity to find out, what is this? What is this thing that has wrought this huge change? And so he read the book, and he's a pastor now, and he read the book, and this was about 2 years ago, I guess, and he has since recommended that book to everybody. He considers that, in fact, just a couple days before I came to this conference, he was talking to some people at our church, and he said it is the definitive book on forgiveness as far as he's concerned, and he's a voracious reader. He reads everything. That was his opinion.
My oldest daughter, I'd always wanted to get married, always wanted to find the perfect young man, but always had an independent spirit. And about 2 years ago, I guess in 2006, at work, she got involved with an older divorced man who was 12 and even was getting ready to get involved with a married man. She was always open about sharing with me her struggles, and I told her this was the end of the rope. She's either going to have to cut this off or she's going to have to leave the home. And my friends and I had just finished the series on Seeking Him together. So I gave her the booklet, and I said, you really may want to look at the section on purity and honesty. And I said, take that into your room and get quiet with God and let Him speak to you.
So within marriage, there is no shame in sexual involvement. None. And outside of marriage, sexual activity is wrong and it is shameful. And why? Here's the bottom line of why. Because sexual purity, sexual faithfulness, mirrors the character of God. And what is God like? He is a faithful, covenant-keeping God.
Well, the next day, I went off to work. But when I got to work, I received an email from her. And she said, Mom, thank you for loving me. Thank you for the book. And she said, I realize now that what I was calling struggle was sin. And she said, I just prayed to ask God that He would help me. And if He could help me to finish, you know, to do the right thing, that's my heart's desire. And Mom, don't give up on me. Just continue to pray for me. Well, the Lord has been faithful, and it hasn't been easy over these 2 years. However, this past August, on August the 16th, she was married. And the Lord just brought a godly young man into his life who loves the Lord with all of her heart. And she, one thing she said to me, she said, "Mom, thank you. I've waited. I've given myself to him in purity. And the Lord is really doing a wonderful, wonderful, and he's done a wonderful work in her life." So I just want to thank God for it, and thank God for Revive Our Hearts, for the resources that I was able to give her at that time for God to speak to her.
It's so encouraging to hear how God can take something simple like a printed page and speak to women. Guests at True Woman 08 have been telling us about some of the ways God has been at work in their lives. He's used radio, books, and he used the True Woman Conference as well. A strong contingent of women traveled from the Dominican Republic to Chicago to attend True Woman 08, and they were glad they came.
We first heard about Nancy through her books. Our country is a Spanish-speaking country, and we received Lies Women Believe. That book has been greatly used in many places in our nation, in Bible, women's Bible studies, in retreats, women's retreats. And also, we have, for 2 years, we have been putting on the air, in a radio station, one lie three times a week. And this January, we heard there was going to be a True Woman Conference. And two churches in the city, we got together and we thought, well, this will be a nice project. We might get a small response from our women. But to our surprise, every day more women were registering, and today we have over 100 women here in the conference. There is a thirst in women, Spanish-speaking women, and there is a need of this kind of ministry, and we would love to get True Woman and Revive Our Hearts and all of this ministry out of the boundaries of the United States and bring it to our women, to our Spanish-speaking women, not only in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, but in all Latin America and Spanish-speaking countries.
We asked another True Woman attendee what the highlight was for her.
I think today, during the prayer session we had after Karen Loritz spoke, where she just challenged us to get on our knees, to let go of bitterness. And for me, you know, there was a lot of turning points when I watched your show, and I really said, you know, I have to forgive my father. I have to forgive myself. But there was something about today that was just a final release for me. I was able to really set aside the bitterness that I had there that was just rooted in unforgiveness for my father. Sometimes you forgive a little, but you don't completely let it go. And today I let it go. I really said, you know, I forgive my dad for what he did. And it doesn't define our family. It doesn't define me. And it certainly won't define my marriage and my future, you know. So laying down that for me was like lifting a world off my shoulders and really saying, all right, yes, Lord. You know, yes, Lord, I will be a godly woman. I will walk wherever you call me to walk. And I will be who you call me to be in my marriage. And it was very freeing. I just really believe that the Lord is calling me to a new level, a level that's never really been seen in my family, but a new legacy, kind of a new ministry. You know, I have a lot to share. I've been through a lot of different things, you know, sexual abuse. But the Lord is going to use my story, I believe, to really show others that the truth that's in Him can really wipe away your past and really bring you to a new level of healing. And when people meet you, and when, I believe when people hear my story, they will know that this is a God that is truly amazing, you know. And I mean, I was really looking forward to this conference because I knew that God had something here for me. You know, I really knew that there was a true woman out there that I could become. That I was holding on to this old definition of what it meant to be a woman and this old definition of what I thought God had for joy, but this is just a new beginning for me.
Wow, I am so glad, number one, that Nancy responded to God's calling to undertake this. This is a huge thing, and no one person could do this. Somebody had to do this, and God, I think, has called her to at least start this movement, and I totally believe that this can spread through the power of prayer and through the Holy Spirit working within our hearts. You know, each one of us can take this away, and she said, look at the road. 30 years ahead of us. What are we going to see? How are things going to be changed? And if, you know, 200 women who met here 40 years ago in Chicago could have the effect that swept our culture over the past 40 years in regard to the feminist movement, you know, how much more powerful is God than that with the conference where we have 6,000 people here? So I just, I'm so thankful they organized it and made it available. I love Nancy Lee DeMoss's radio program. We flew here. You know, it costs us quite a bit of money to come to this, and I'm not one who flies around all kind of conferences because I've got 7 kids at home. But I saw this as being a really good investment of our time and our money because she is a woman of the word, and you can tell she is different than other people who speak on the radio. She doesn't have a lot of fluff to cushion what she says. She gets right into the heart of God's word. There's so much meat there, and I talk about her a lot with my friends. I'm also a Bible study leader myself, and I just appreciate her courage and the fact that she doesn't mince words as she spreads the truth from God's word on that radio program.
He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you.
He who began a good work in you
ever wonder if change and growth are possible? The stories you just heard prove they are. Nancy, it's exciting to hear what God's been doing through Revive Our Hearts.
Leslie, as I listen to those kinds of stories, I'm moved by the power of God to change people's lives, and I find myself also deeply humbled and so grateful to God for the privilege of being a part of this ministry. I often think of how the Lord takes those few loaves and fishes that we have to offer Him, and when we give them to Him, He blesses them and multiplies them and uses them to feed multitudes. And that's certainly been true with Revive Our Hearts. So many times I have felt I don't have the strength or the wisdom or the ability to sustain a daily radio program. And yet God has chosen to use this program in powerful ways despite my own weakness. And He's used you as well. Our listeners have prayed for us and have given sacrificially. The stories you've heard today are a result of the faithful support of listeners like you. And while I'm thinking about it, I want to say a special word of thanks to every person who gave to help with our matching year-end challenge a few weeks ago. People have asked, did you meet the challenge? And I want to let you know that God was gracious to meet that challenge and beyond to enable us to continue this ministry in the weeks and months ahead. I know this is a tough financial climate, and I'm so encouraged by your generosity, and know God will use it in great ways to impact more listeners like those that you've heard from today. Even now, stories are unfolding in the lives of women in ways that we will never know this side of eternity.
When you encounter messages through books or movies or even conversation, how do you differentiate truth from error? Next week, Nancy will help you discover what it means to have discernment. Please be back for Revive Our Hearts. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.